you just say that the Islanders slapped the Rangers
around?
Yes,
they did slap them around.
They slapped them around when they weren't looking. That's what they did. And you know it, and I know it.
Noah
Dobson hit a Trocheck last night.
Unintentional.
Left the mark.
It wasn't looking.
You know, he should be suspended. We all know that.
No.
And the fact of the matter is that they play again Saturday. The Rangers have to play the Flyers in between, and I think the Islanders play Montreal in between. And then they're going to meet Saturday at noon at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And things are going to get squared up again and get straightened out.
Hey, was it looking?
Hey, let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
The first 20 minutes, the Islanders dominated the game. The Rangers fell asleep. The Islanders played great. They scored 3 goals. I got a problem. I have a real problem on my hands. If these teams play in the playoffs, I cannot go to these games with my granddaughter. I can't. I just can't. Because I had her on my lap in the first period.
Yeah.
Islander scored 3 goals.
Yay.
Stupid Islander goal songs being sung. She's cheering. Sydney's cheering.
Well, I would hope so.
I mean, and, you know, and little baby Winnie is like sitting on my lap knowing what she's doing. I think
knowing
she finally,
what she's doing.
Yeah, I think she understands what's happening. Mm. And then, you know, because it gets late, they got to leave after the first period. And then after they left, finally the Rangers picked up their game and dominated the game for the second and third period. But Semyon Varlamov, the goalie for the Islanders last night, was incredible. He played a great game. I will give him all the credit in the world. He played a great game. And then I'll tell you the rest of the guys. I mean, Casey Cizikas, come on, Mr. Embellishment now all of a sudden. We're going to embellish. That's what we're going to do. We're going to embellish. We're going to slash. We're going to hook. We're going to cross-check. We're going to drive somebody
into the
boards.
Sounds like a lot of excuses today.
There's no excuses.
That's what it sounds like.
No. There's no excuses.
Wow.
But I will say this. For the Rangers, who are commonly in the playoffs and ready to crank it, the Islanders came out more desperate last night. They needed the win. I understand that.
Light work.
And I give them a lot of credit for that first period. But I'm telling you, I left that building last night disgusted with what I saw at the end of that game. I'm just telling you, that's where I feel. I have to get my feelings off my chest. I know these guys. I know who they are. But my God, I mean, they were doing everything they possibly could to keep the Rangers from actually staying on their skates.
Well, I mean,
and you know that,
isn't
I mean,
that,
is,
what,
that is ridiculous. That yeah. You can't do that. Like, you know, when Matt Rempe knocked out both of the Devils players,
yeah,
I was the first guy to come in here and said he should be suspended. You can't be playing hockey the way that sometimes he ends up playing hockey and he does some stupid things and it ends up costing his team and he loses all of his ice time. And I'd be the first to tell you that, yes, he should have been suspended. But this shot with Noah Dobson at the end of the game last night, that's the shot in the game that they're trying to get out of the game. And you can't have that. You can break somebody's neck with a shot like that.
Sure.
Or with a hit like that.
And I'm not going to disagree with that.
And that pisses me off, and it pissed off Vincent Trocheck last night. And Peter Laviolette was pissed off. He was a former Islander coach. You remember him, right?
Of course.
When he coached your team.
Yeah.
And look, he knows what these battles are all about. I give the Islanders credit for the first period and Varlamov for the second and third period. But the slashing and the hacking and the whacking going on. I mean, it was ridiculous.
That's what you need to do when you're the Islanders at this point. Your rival comes in. You got to defend the home ice. I remember when the Rangers a couple years ago, you wanted them to get tougher. And you said
they are tougher.
No, I'm talking a couple years ago.
Yes.
I think it might have been Panarin's first year as a Ranger.
Steamrolled by Tom Wilson of
Wilson. Yeah, so you said that. It was tossed around Panarin like a rag doll. I need to get tougher. Well, what the Islanders did last night was the opposite of that. No one was getting tossed around like a rag doll. They needed to defend their home ice. They're fighting for their playoff lives every single night. They got a ton of Ranger fans in there. And they said, screw it. We're going to take it to you. And they did. And you got it.
That's for you, bitch.
Exactly.
Oh,
so,
really?
Like,
is that right?
Yeah, that's what Al said just now.
Is that how you feel about it right now?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, hey, look.
And if you can't respect that, then I don't know. I don't know. I know you love your team, but this was desperation time for the Islanders. So thanks for coming, Ranger fans. Hope you had a couple of Shaq's Big Chickens and you picked up you had a nice little Tuesday night out on Long Island.
You bitch.
But this was...
We'll see you Saturday.
Oren on Long Island. What's going on, Oren?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I always hate to hear a grown man cry, so I wanted to call up and offer some tissues, maybe a shoulder for Boomer. Any objective hockey fan that looks at that Pelech, that was not intentional. You know, people know how he plays. He's a straight guy, never gets into trouble. That was definitely accidental. So it just bothers me that you know, people are saying that because it's absolutely.
Well, I mean, our head coach, who's been around hockey his entire life, he's actually one of the winningest head coaches in the league, active head coaches in the league right now, basically called it a vicious hit. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm a Ranger fan, and my coach called that a vicious hit. And
you see, though,
I know who Adam Pellick is. I know him personally, and I personally like him as a human being. But when they put their hockey uniforms on, they become psychos. I understand that. Just like we did when we put our football uniforms on, we become psychos, and things happen. Especially when you're playing against your rival and you need the game, and you know one of their best players, and he kind of skates into him a little bit. You could see it from the not. From this point of view, but from the higher point of view, because he kind of skates over to him, and I know what kind of player Adam is.
But he wouldn't mean.
But I mean, Noah Dobson's a great player. He's had a great year for you guys, has he not?
Yeah, he's great, yeah.
Yeah, okay. How'd you like that shot on Trocheck at the end of the night?
But come on.
He's a great guy. He's a good guy. Doesn't really ever do stuff like that. But then, you know, you get into situations where it gets a little hectic, gets a little crazy. They've given up a lot later, late period goals. And all of a sudden, they kind of lose their minds.
If they can't handle that type of play, how are they going to handle that in the playoffs?
I mean, they'll handle it in the playoffs. Don't worry. They'll actually handle it on Saturday, too, I'm sure.
Why? Because, they'll bring back Rempe, I'm sure. But
maybe. I don't know if they will or not. You know, I'm not. Look, I don't mind the fighting. I like the fighting in the game, and I understand why there's fighting in the game. I'm not advocating for that. I want my guys to stay as healthy as possible so that when they get to the playoffs, they're ready to go. I just don't want guys getting cheap-shotted and getting hurt and possibly out for 2 to 3 weeks. Who wants that?
Pete in Brooklyn. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Hey, Boom. Last night, just like last week with Pittsburgh, we didn't have our human momentum changer in the lineup. I think Rempe's got to play. Even if it's only for 5 minutes a night, he doesn't have to fight anybody. But just put a guy through the boards, and it can change the whole tone to a game. They got to have a deterrent out there, so the Islanders can't be taking liberties with the boys.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Pete. And believe you me, I appreciate what Rempe does bring to the team, especially I think they played him against the Canadians because they didn't want to be flat against Canadians. And if they needed something to happen, that he would make it happen. And the fans love when he's on the ice. I understand. I thought what I saw last night was Peter Laviolette's first playoff. In the first playoff game, everybody stays healthy. That's the team that we saw last night. And he's trying to ramp those guys up to get them going. And I understand that there are extenuating circumstances, especially in this case. And that game on Saturday against the Islanders may not mean anything for the Rangers. It may not mean the one seed in the Eastern Conference. I don't give a crap about the President's Trophy. I'm sure they would like to have
it. I would if I were you.
But nobody really cares. What I want is the one seed in the Eastern Conference. That's what I want.
Like the Bruins last year, who broke a record.
Yeah, I don't care about the Bruins. I don't care.
It's just a trend. You should care about trends.
Years, I believe.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, okay,
it's,
like all of a sudden you're Mr. Hockey, savant over there, and you're doing your due diligence, okay?
See, but just like you said to Jerry, now you care about hockey now? Like, you should love this.
Yeah, but I'm getting attacked.
How is that an attack? He just brought up a fact.
Yeah,
you bring up a fact that's it's an attack now?
It's an attack because you know that it's from a negative standpoint. He's saying,
I don't know that.
8 straight years, the President's Trophy winner gets knocked out. How many?
Like 10.
10? Is that what you said? I don't know. You know, like, I don't really care about that. I just want my team healthy. That's all.
We're just telling you that you probably should. I mean, you don't care about it now?
I knew when I came in here this morning it was going to be like this. I knew it.
I mean, you took the baton and ran with it.
And you led the whiny parade.
Yeah.
I'm not whining. I see what I see. I listen to my coach. I know what he says. And I know what's going on here.
Rob and Lindenhurst, what's going on, Rob?
I just wanted to call Boomer a little bitch because if this was his team, he'd be singing the opposite.
Hey, listen, you little bitch. Let me tell you something. You know, when our guy Matt Rempe ran over two Devils, especially the second one, Jonas Siegenthaler, I said, that's unacceptable, and he has to be suspended, and he's got to learn a lesson. So, you know, I'm pretty consistent with this.
You can't tell me that the Pellick hit last night
was the same as that, though. You just can't.
I'll tell you, the one, the hit that hurt, that bothers me more than anything is the Dobson hit on Trocheck. That's crap.
Well, stick to that one because you got a point there.
Now, they're both bad.
The other one,
I'm speaking for my coach.
All right, I know. You're leaning on that part of it, but come on.
If my coach sees it that way, then that's the way I got to see
it. Yeah, the coach is just using that to fire him up. That's all. That's what he's doing.
They played their ass off the second and third period. It was the first period where they fell asleep.
Yeah.
And they got lazy in front of their net. And Igor made some unbelievable saves, including stopping Barzal on a penalty shot.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Listen, you little bitch.